I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Give that balsam, that fir, or that spruce a good long toss. But first,
don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. Okay?
In March of 2013, the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame enshrined its 2013 honorees. Among them were David Anspaugh, the director of Hoosiers, the 1986 film starring Gene Hackman, based on the 1954 championship season of the Milan, Indiana Boys High School basketball team. Also going into the hall that day was Hoosiers screenwriter Angelo Pizzo, who joined me to discuss the honor. It had been 26 years since the release of Hoosiers, so I asked Pizzo if he and the director were surprised to learn they were being inducted.
We had some inkling that that there were some people trying to get us in. You know, I grew up in Bloomington, Indiana. I grew up as a huge basketball fan, high school basketball fan in particular, so it's a thrill. It would be a shock to all the high school kids I played basketball with to know that I ever got into the Hall of Fame, because I never could go to my left.
Well, you were obviously the right guy to write the screenplay. Did you have to make a lot of changes, major changes, from what actually happened with Milan High School?
Yeah, quite a bit. In fact, the first attempt at trying to write the story, I realized very quickly that the actual story wasn't going to work. And that was because the premise that I always operated under, it was kind of screenwriting 101, is the essence of all drama is conflict. And the truth is about this team and the coach is they're all great, terrific people, and they all got along. So I needed it and wanted the freedom to create the characters ad hoc.
One of the more memorable scenes in Hoosiers is the one in which the team arrives at the site of the championship game and the coach, played by Gene Hackman, has his players measure the distance from the rim down to the floor. Let's listen.
How far?
10 feet.
10 feet. I think you'll find it's the exact same measurements as our gym back in Hickory. Okay, let's get dressed for practice.
That bit of morale boosting is quite wonderful. What resources did you draw on when you wrote that dialogue?
That actually was based upon a story I heard that another coach on another team from a smaller school did exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We created a visual correlative by using the tape measure. But, yeah, it was a story I brought about another team walking into that great facility, Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Based on what you've said about your experience as a basketball player, I'm wondering if you aren't embodied in the film by that little guy who has to take the foul shot toward the end.
I was a little better than him. But the interesting thing about the actor that we cast for that part was he was a terrific basketball player. He had to learn how to play bad.
Oh.
In fact, he was one of the leading scorers on his high school team and was arguably the best shooter among all of the players. So, you know, and it was really tough on his pride to get out there and dribble it off his foot and all sorts of things that we wanted him to do. But he had the right look for that guy, so that's why we cast him.
Since the release of Hoosiers, the Indiana State tournament format has, of course, changed. It's now impossible for a tiny school like Milan to play the teams from the big high schools, something that's still a contentious issue in Indiana. I wonder if the change disappoints you.
Well, quite a bit. It takes a lot away from the tournament itself, and the excitement is just not there in the regionals and semi-states and the different levels. I think the athletic directors and principals who voted on this, who wanted a shot to get their own title, and were tired of getting beat by the bigger schools, I think they did the game of basketball in Indiana a great disservice.
You also wrote the screenplays for Rudy and for The Game of Their Lives, the story of the U.S. soccer team that beat England in a game during the 1950 World Cup in Brazil. So I would think you'd be a lock to be inducted into the College Football and U.S. Soccer Halls of Fame, right?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, we didn't do all that well with the Game of Their Lives, so I don't know if we'll be recognized in the soccer world.
Angelo Pizzo wrote the Hoosiers screenplay. Angelo, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
In the past couple of years, we've featured two sports movies, Hoosiers and Slapshot, which some feel are the greatest sports movies of all time. And boy, were our listeners ready with rebuttals. What's your favorite sports movie? Stop by Facebook.com/OnlyAGameRadio and let us know, unless it's not Slapshot.